Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hey now, welcome in this Thursday edition of Sports Talk. Fired up to be with you. Good to have you aboard. Mark Menard back in Master Control, taking your phone calls on our Mortgage Financial Talk and text lines at 504-260-1870. As he mentioned in his sports flash, it's Giants and Eagles tonight, week 7. Whoa, yay, throw a party, two bad football teams. I don't know. I might skip this matchup. But then again, I might watch it just because it's bound to be atrocious play on either side, whether it's the Eagles or the Giants. Slight change, 6 o'clock tonight for the players show. It's Marcus Davenport. Scheduled to be Will Lutz, but it's Marcus Davenport. So we'll have the Saints' former first-round draft pick and pass rusher, Marcus Davenport, at 6 p.m. tonight. Here with you till 8 o'clock and carrying you through the presidential debate between President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden. Zach Streif, the voice of the Saints at 5:20, leads us off. Jonathan Alexander at 5:40, Panthers beat writer for the Charlotte Observer, stops by at 5:40, excuse me. Wes Mitchell, covering the South Carolina football for the GamecockCentral.com, will join us at 7:10. Jimmy Smith, publisher of TigerDetails.com, will join us at 7:30. Will you watch this game tonight? You going to take it in tonight? You tell me. 504-260-1870. Two bad football teams in the Eagles and Giants. All right, Week 7 NFL Power Rankings. It'll be online for you shortly at WWL.com. Let's get right to them. Kansas City, they're 5-1. I get it. Seattle's unbeaten. Pittsburgh's unbeaten. Titans are unbeaten. I should have them ahead of the Chiefs, right? No. It has some flaws, and I think the league is starting to figure out a little bit of what causes them problems. Although the other night, they said, okay, fine. You want to defend Patrick Mahomes and drop 8? We'll run the ball for 46 times against the Bills. Look, Mahomes still finds a way to overcome the different looks he's getting. And as I mentioned, 245 yards on 46 rushing attempts over Buffalo. It's still the best team in the league, period. Even though they're 5-1, look, Seattle's going to have their loss. It's coming eventually. So it'll happen to Pittsburgh or it'll happen to Tennessee. Those two teams play each other this week. At 2, it's Seattle at 5-0. They had a bye week. Not going to punish them for not playing. Here's where a little movement comes in. The Pittsburgh Steelers jump up a spot. They're 5-0. I think they're the biggest threat to Kansas City in the AFC, if I'm being honest. They flexed their muscle on the Browns last week, crushing them 38-7, leaving several to wonder if Baker Mayfield is the right guy at quarterback for the Browns. The offense started to figure some things out with Big Ben, and the defense makes life miserable for opposing quarterbacks. Huge matchup this week between the Steelers and Titans. Interestingly enough, that's where my number 4 team comes in, the Tennessee Titans. Look, I mentioned it last week. I've been pretty disrespectful to this team in the past, and those days are over. Look, the Titans just bully everyone they play. They win the old-fashioned way. It's actually contrarian to today's game. Good defense, run the football, and then get the passing game going. By the way, quarterback Ryan Tannehill, he should be in the MVP conversation. He's being left out with Patrick Mahomes or Russell Wilson. You think I'm crazy? He's putting up nearly identical numbers to Patrick Mahomes. The former Dolphins cast-off is completing nearly 70% of his passes with 13 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, 1,368 yards passing, for the season. Well, what about Mahomes? Well, he's completing 65.8% of his passes, 15 touchdowns, one interception, 1,699 yards passing. Just saying, when you think about MVP, you should have Ryan Tannehill in that conversation with Pat Mahomes, with Russell Wilson. He's up there. He's earning it. All right, we'll get through our top five, or excuse me, there's your top four. We'll pick it up at five when we return here on Sports Talk on WWL. Back here on Sports Talk, the presidential debate tonight, Thursday Night Football, Giants and Eagles. Which one are you watching? The debate, the football game, or neither? Call me on our mortgage financial text lines at 504-260-1870. Or text me at 504-260-1870. I don't need to know who you're supporting. I just want to know what you're watching. Picking up at number five on my NFL Week 7 power rankings, it's the Baltimore Ravens. They slid a little bit. Last week they were at four, but a lot of that has to do with how highly I think of the Titans and Steelers. And look, the Eagles almost knocked off the Ravens in a two-point game. Now, with that said, the Ravens will have something to say about the AFC North. They got two looming matchups with the Steelers, and make no mistake about it with this team. They win through a nasty, tough defense, which they just got better, acquiring, help me out, Mark, Ngakoue, first name?
Yannick Ngakoue
from the Minnesota Vikings, a pass rusher, so the rich get richer there. Lamar Jackson has not thrown for over 200 yards in four straight games. They don't necessarily need him to do 250, 300. It'd just be nice to see. Somebody's going to get them in a shootout kind of game, where he's going to have to throw for 250 to 300. The defense is the heartbeat of this team. That gives them a chance down the stretch. At number six, the Green Bay Packers. They slide all the way from three after their loss. Oh, boy. They were spanked by Tampa Bay. The loss against Tampa and the Buccaneers looked a lot like the Packers' loss in 2019 NFC Championship game. Didn't it look like that, Mark? I don't know if you saw the Packers game, but a lot of Aaron Rodgers just getting beaten, sacked, pressured. I mean, he got beaten, battered, just like the 49ers front did to him in the NFC title game.
He had a real hard time finding rhythm with all those guys pounding on him all day.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty bad. He took a beating. So, look, I've said it all along. The defense is the issue in Green Bay. People are going to craft narrative, silly ones, that Rodgers can't beat elite quarterbacks. Let me tell you the truth. How about you just give Tampa the credit and they just pure and simple beat Green Bay? Just that simple. At number seven, right behind the Packers, Tampa Bay. They look like a team that is figuring some things out. The headline in Tampa should be about their defense. They don't look anything like the Tampa team that lost in week one right here in New Orleans. The Bucs defense is scary good. Devin White, Levante David at linebacker, they can flat out run. If you haven't seen them or haven't watched them, they're the fastest defense in the NFL. I think Tampa's defense could be a real problem for the Chiefs' fast break offense. That's how good they are. Tampa's in prime time for three straight weeks. Well, they were. Now, because of the COVID issues with the Raiders, they moved the Sunday night game that Tampa was scheduled to play against the Las Vegas Raiders to a 4:25 kickoff, trying to give the opportunity for another Sunday night matchup, the Seahawks being in Sunday night, because they don't have any issues on their team and their opponent. But look, they got the Raiders, Giants, and then the Saints at home, the next three matchups. They'll beat the Giants. They'll beat the Raiders. This team is one to take serious. Tampa moves up from number nine to number seven. At eight, Chicago, 5-1. It's hard to believe the Bears are 5-1. I mean, they beat the Panthers 23-16. Honestly, I still don't believe in this team. The defense is pretty good. Not elite, not great. The offense just doesn't do it for me. In a day and age, this year when scoring is up across the league, the Bears have scored 30 points or more just one time this season. It was against the Falcons, by the way, in that comeback win. So take that with a grain of salt. Last week, the Bears were 11. I moved them up to number 8. You believe, Mark, you believe in the Bears? Are they for real? I know they're 5-1, so they got, you know, shoot, they got 5 more wins. They're going to be in the playoffs. But do you believe the Bears are good?
I think their defense is good. I think their offense, there's still a lot to be seen from that offense. You know, Nick Foles is now the quarterback. I think that helps them a lot. I think he's a big upgrade over Mitchell Trubisky. And obviously, we've seen Nick Foles win big games. He won a Super Bowl. He's got a Super Bowl MVP on his mantle. But look, defense carries you a long way in this league, and the Bears' defense is solid. But it's not
Tampa Bay.
I think at this point, you have to at least consider them a playoff contender.
Sure, but I don't trust them is what I'm saying. I think that the wheels are going to eventually come off of that team. Just my opinion. Back to the text lines at 504-260-1870, our mortgage financial text lines. When asked, are you going to watch the debate between President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden? You're going to watch the NFC East matchup between the Eagles and Giants on Thursday Night Football. One texter says both will be dumpster fires to watch. Another one says the debate. Another one says neither. And then a debate. Watching the debate. Couldn't care less about the NFC East. Think about that. The Dallas Cowboys are 2-4 and lead the NFC East. You very well could see a team from the East get in the playoffs at 6-10. Or certainly 7-9. That's a bad, bad division. All right, we'll pick up my week 7 NFL power rankings. The Buffalo Bills coming in at number 9. They fell last week. They were 7. 2 in a row to the Titans and Chiefs. They've lost. I'm not panicked about this team. Well, let me back that up. I'm not panicked yet. The Bills' defense has been a major disappointment this year. And they're underachievers. They were supposed to have one of the better defenses in the league. Quarterback Josh Allen is starting to show you some of the bad Josh Allen. You know, missed throws should be routine for most NFL starting quarterbacks. The Bills will get right this week against the Jets. Who doesn't get right against the Jets? But it gets real for the Bills Mafia in weeks 8 and 9, two straight home games against the Patriots and Seahawks. At 10, the Raiders, Las Vegas. They were off this past week, had their bye. They slide a little just because I had a big shakeup in the top 10. So they're at number 10, the Las Vegas Raiders, who are scheduled to play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on prime time Sunday night, but they moved that game because 5 offensive linemen on the Raiders are at COVID-19 protocol. Derek Carr is praying that game gets postponed. You're facing a Bucs defense that is pretty nasty with backup linemen. Yeah, good luck with that, Derek Carr. Let's see. Text here, watching the game. Less stressful and better sportsmanship. Not bad. All right, this is Sports Talk here on WWLAMFM.com. Back here on Sports Talk, Mark Menard at Master Control, fielding your phone calls on our mortgage financial talk and text lines, 504-260-1870. I'll get back to my Week 7 NFL power rankings. We'll pick it up at 11 in a few moments. But how about Shaquille O'Neal joining the St. Martin Parish Sheriff's Office? I wouldn't want to get pulled over for that dude, or by that dude. What, 7'1", right? Especially custom designed police officer uniform. Obviously, pretty big inseam there. But I just wouldn't think about that. Getting pulled over by that guy, how does he fit in a police cruiser? I mean, there's no way. I've been in police cruisers on the front seat. Want to make that clear.
What? I was going to say, you know, the specially designed uniform, they got the specially designed a car.
Yeah.
You'd be like Hightower in Police Academy.
Because you got
the front seat out and sits in the back.
You got the partition, right? So
yeah.
I don't know how he's going to fit in that. Maybe he's going to be on a motorcycle. I don't know.
They'll get him a Hummer or something.
I don't know. That's pretty cool, though. Shaq joining the St. Martin Parish Sheriff's Office. Former LSU Tiger, obviously NBA champion. I would not want to get pulled over by Shaq. I'm a small guy, 5'8", 7'1". It'd be hugely intimidating on a number of levels.
Imagine him getting down so he can get in your window and talk to you. Right. Just crumpling himself right. in half to like right. come down there.
All right, we'll pick it up our my week 7 NFL power rankings. The Los Angeles Rams. Look, they lost to the 49ers last week 24-16. The NFC West might be the best division in football. Every team in that division is above 500 so far. Is at or above 500, I should say. And it's not getting any easier for the Rams. Three straight games against the Bears at home, on the road against Miami. By the way, it's two a time. And back home against Seattle. All three of those teams are playing pretty good football. I did not think the Dolphins would be 3-3 after six games. So the Rams come in at 11. The 12, we pick it up there. The Saints, 3-2, their bye week. They moved up from 14 to 12. Teddy Two Gloves, Teddy Bridgewater, and the Carolina Panthers come to town Sunday in the Superdome for about 3,000 fans expected to be in the Dome. I need to see the Saints put it all together. They just haven't played their best football, or at least what I think is their best football. I got to see that soon before you can start really thinking about how big of a threat the Saints are in the NFC. So New Orleans coming in at 12. Cleveland at 13. Last week they were 12. The Browns are 4-2. They were bullied by Big Brother of the AFC North, Pittsburgh Steelers. Baker Mayfield was benched halfway through the third quarter. He was playing with sore ribs. Nonetheless, the Steelers crushed the Browns 38-7. And I think Cleveland's starting to have buyer's remorse with Baker Mayfield. They now have to game plan around their quarterback. Not in a good way. They have to game plan to minimize his impact. He stares down receivers, throws it right to him, inexplicable interceptions. The Browns, I think, could be better without Baker Mayfield. Problem is, how do they find that guy? Most of those guys that would help him are on other teams. His commercials are funny. His play is pretty depressing. Indianapolis Colts come in at 14. They were 15 last week. This is a maddening team to watch. The defense can shut teams down, and then the offense turns the ball over. The Colts beat the Bengals on a last-second interception to win 31-27 last week. They got road trip this week to Detroit before two tough home games in weeks 8 and 9 against the Ravens on the road and against the Titans. We're going to know a lot more about this Indianapolis Colts team over the next 3 weeks. I expect them to beat Detroit, but then again, Phillip Rivers is a turnover machine, and the Lions could steal a win there. At number 15, the Arizona Cardinals, also at 4-2. Look, they beat the Dallas Cowboys, a rudderless, imploding Dallas Cowboy team that doesn't have their leader in Dak Prescott, and we're seeing a lot of finger-pointing going on. I'll get to the Cowboys later. So they beat them pretty bad, 38-10 in week 6. I'm not buying the Cardinals. Their four wins have come against teams that are at or below 500. One of those four wins was against the lowly Jets. I don't even know that should count, a victory against the Jets. They'll finish the season around 8-8, somewhere around that mark. The Cardinals are going to be good, I think, with Kyler Murray, just not this year. At 16, the 3-3 Carolina Panthers staying put from last week. They lost to the Bears, as expected. They are better than we thought heading into the season. We thought this was going to be a complete rebuild year for the Carolina Panthers under Matt Rhule. They're not a real contender in the NFC, though. They can win games, but not ready to compete with the upper crust of the NFC. They're not there yet. I love how Teddy Bridgewater's playing. I hope he has some success, just not this Sunday. What he did last year for the Saints, winning five straight games when Drew Brees was out, I think New Orleans should show him a little love Sunday against the Saints, prior to the game, and only prior to the game. At 17, the San Francisco 49ers come in at 3-3. Look, they surprised some folks with an upset win over the Rams last week. The Niners are average, though. The defense can still cause some problems, not nearly as potent as they were last year. The offense will threaten at times, but I really can't take this team seriously. this is not even close to the team that represented the NFC in the Super Bowl last year. Some of that due to injuries, some of that due to just regression in play. How about the Miami Dolphins, 3-3? They come in at number 18 on my list. They were 20th last week. 3-3, winning games, and right at 500. It's Tua time in Miami. They've decided that after the bye week, this week, the former Alabama phenom, Tua Tagovailoa, will be their starting quarterback. Curious timing, but I like it. The Tua era is here. That's always good. I like watching Tua Tagovailoa play football. I think he's going to be a good one. We'll find out. All right, let's step away and come back. We'll pick it up at number 19 on my NFL Week 7 Power Rankings. This is Sports Talk on WWL. A text here on the Mortgage Financial text lines. Welcome back to Sports Talk. Shaq will need a convertible cruiser or one with a sunroof. Maybe an SUV, a Hummer. I like Mark's idea. Back here on Sports Talk, Week 7 NFL Power Rankings. Picking it up at number 19. The New England Patriots, 2-3. Look, you are what you are, what your record says you are in the NFL. This is rare air for the Pats. And you can hear the Patriots fans, their tears spilling into their clam chowder. They haven't been below 500 this deep into a season since 2002. That season, they finished with a 9-7 record. It's a big fall. They were number 10 last week. I get it. They missed a week. Cam had COVID-19. But again, you are what your record says you are. They're 2-3. At number 20, the Philadelphia Eagles, 1-5-1. Playing again tonight against the Giants. One game out of first place with one win. The Eagles are one game out of first place with one win on the season going into Week 7.
Technically, they're a half game out of first
place. That's true. No, you're right. They're a half game.
They got the tie.
Right. That's unimaginable. Look, Carson Wentz isn't the issue in Philly. I'm just about done with this team. But then again, like I said, they still have a chance to win a division, and they probably will because the Dallas Cowboys are imploding before our eyes. If they just protect Carson Wentz a little bit better, who, by the way, the Eagles took the Ravens to the wire last week. They got the Giants tonight. They'll probably win. They'll probably be ahead. At the end of the night, they'll probably lead the NFC East. They're going to beat the Giants. So they come in at number 20. Last week, they were 21. The Chargers had their bye week. They're at 21. Last week at 22. I hope our buddy over there on the North Shore, I forget his name, that calls, big Texas fan. What's his name? Mark? Joe. I hope Joe's listening because here we go. At number 22, the Dallas Cowboys, 2-4. Give me a laughing emoji. You know what I mean? Like, that's where I can't type it fast enough. It's getting really bad for the Cowboys. Embarrassed by the Cardinals. After the game, players started taking shots at Mike McCarthy's coaching staff. That's never a good thing. That prompted Mike McCarthy to then go to the media and say, if they have a problem, they should come to me like men and talk to me. When you start hashing out, ironing out family business, the dirty laundry in the media, it's always a sign of a team that's in big, big trouble, and the Cowboys fit that description. I'm sure Jerry Jones has to be frustrated. He's probably going, man, I could have done better with Jason Garrett as the head coach. They fired Jason Garrett, and look at the results they're getting. 2-4, it's not going to get any better for Dallas. Dak Prescott's not on the team anymore. He was the heartbeat of this team, the leader of this team. They are rudderless. They may end up finishing with the worst record in the league outside of the Jets. They may get the number 2 overall pick in the draft. That's how bad I think it's going to be for Dallas. The players haven't bought into the scheme of Mike Nolan, the defensive coordinator. Great success here as a linebackers coach. But they haven't bought in. That defense is awful. Terrible. You think it's frustrating to watch the Saints turn guys loose in the secondary? Just go watch the Dallas Cowboys. They do it every play. Not just once or twice and a half. Almost every play, guys are running wide open. Not by a foot, by 3 to 4, 8, 10, 12 feet. Dallas, I'm not kidding. They could end up with perhaps the second pick in the draft overall. Maybe even the first. Maybe the Jets get lucky and win a couple. Who knows? I don't think that's going to happen. I think the Jets are going to go 0-16. That's how bad they are.
Do you think Mike McCarthy will be one and done?
If he goes 2-14, he's gone. Has to be. I mean, you fired Jason Garrett for producing a better team than that. I think that Mike McCarthy is showing you exactly why Green Bay ran him out of town. He's a little bit stubborn, right? And I think he doesn't really communicate that well with his staff or his players. And this is me watching from afar. But he rubbed the Packers the wrong way. He's eventually going to do it in Dallas.
I think one of the other knocks on him was that he was too old school in his thinking and he wasn't innovative enough. I think that's what Aaron Rodgers didn't like. And I don't think I've seen anything from this Dallas Cowboys offense to tell me that they're anything regarding, you know, innovative.
You're on point there. And then you give the ball to Ezekiel Elliott, right, to take some pressure off Andy Dalton. What does Zeke do? Cough it up. I mean, you can't have that. If you're Ezekiel Elliott, you're carrying the hopes and dreams of the franchise in your literal hands every time you touch the ball. Just like Dak Prescott did every time he dropped back to throw the ball. I don't root for too many teams' demise. That's not true. Any New York team, I will. But Dallas is on that list, and so are the Falcons. They're at 22. I expect them to be 28, perhaps, by next week. At number 23, the Detroit Lions. 2-3. Bad team. But they beat up on a team that's even worse. The Lions defeated Jacksonville 34-16. Detroit's is not as bad as I originally thought, but they're not very good either. We saw that. At least they didn't blow a lead this week. The Lions come in at 23. The Denver Broncos 2-3 come in at 24. Last week they were 28. By the way, I got to give the Lions some credit. They did move up. The first 5 weeks I had them at 29. They're improved in the power rankings. Denver surprised the Patriots in upset fashion. 18-12, they beat New England. The Broncos didn't score a touchdown and still won on 6 field goals. They didn't score a touchdown. Not one. This is how Denver's going to unfortunately have to win. Keep it low scoring, play good defense. They won't do that every week. Week in and week out, they can't do it. And I'm pulling for Vic Fangio, former linebackers coach of the famed Dome Patrol. I hope he has success. Doesn't look like he's set up to. And look, what's going to be troubling here is if the Broncos don't have success, they need to look at their general manager, the great John Elway. He's going to get a pass again. Elway really didn't do anything until he went out and got a future Hall of Famer off the scrap heap in Peyton Manning. Elway's consistently failed to build a winning team, including a quarterback, from the ground up. He's had to go out and take someone else's work, Peyton Manning, and then win a Super Bowl, which is fine. I don't hate on that, but at some point, John Elway's got to be held responsible for the overall makeup of this team. He's the general manager. He's the one drafting. In Denver, he's a god. I don't think they'll touch him. The Cincinnati Bengals come in 1-4-1 at number 25. Last week, they were 27. Look, they were driving to beat the Colts late in the game. Quarterback Joe Burrow was tricked by the Colts defense, throwing a late game interception that allowed the Colts to pull off the win. I think things are looking up for the Bengals. They had a quarter of that game. And look, normally I wouldn't get too excited about a quarter of a football game, but for the Bengals, it's reason for hope. They had a quarter of that game against the Colts. They looked almost elite. That's a big small step, a big step forward for the Bengals. I got them at 25. Last week they were 27. Look, Burrow's going to learn from that coverage. He's not going to be tricked again. Houston, the Texans at 26, 1-5. Look, they gave the Titans a scare. But when are coaches going to learn when to go for 2 points and when not to? Romeo Crennel chased the 2-point conversion in the third quarter. I don't get it. I don't know. Mike Zimmer's done it. A couple of coaches have done it this year. Some clearly don't understand what the numbers say, what the data says, the analytics say about the right time to go for a 2-point conversion. You know, they just gave Deshaun Watson a bunch of money. If I'm Deshaun Watson, I don't know that I don't necessarily ask to be traded. It doesn't look good. The future does not look bright in Houston. You're going to have a new coach, a new general manager. Heck, that coach and that new general manager may not want Deshaun Watson. I don't know why they wouldn't, but they may not want him to be the guy. I don't know. I would not want to be Deshaun Watson these days. That cat can play. He's not the issue. At 27, the Minnesota Vikings, 1-5. When you give the Falcons their first win of the season, that's never good. The Vikings are in real trouble. Kirk Cousins, it's like Oprah. You get a turnover. You get a turnover. You have an interception. I mean, he just gives the ball away. He's thrown 10 interceptions and 11 touchdowns this season. I'm thinking about changing the Vikings' name to the Vikings. Not Vikings, Vikings. I got a friend that's a Vikings fan, and he's completely inconsolable right now. And the pressure is turning up, or the pressure is heating up on Mike Zimmer. When you're the head football coach, oh, by the way, you extended Kirk Cousins, gave him a bunch of money. You're the head coach that's known for his defensive prowess, and the Vikings are just getting shredded on defense. Not a good look for Mike Zimmer in Minnesota. The voice of the Saints, Zach Strief, next hour will continue to pour over my Week 7 NFL Power Rankings. This is Sports Talk on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.